From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Thousands of exuberant demonstrators are walking through a street Saturday demanding that President Robert Mugabe step down from office. Signs says they are carrying say Mugabe must go. Not cool, but no coup.
We are Zimbabweans. We're saying to our army, thank you very much for the peaceful intervention. And it's time for the masses of Zimbabwe to say Mugabe must go and must go like yesterday. We can't wait to see his back. And today's solidarity is consists of every Zimbabwean.
For us, it's about a new beginning. For us, it's about the end of a tyrant rule. And we are going to take our Zimbabwe back.
The military that has stopped such demonstrations in the capital in the past is now supporting the protests, directing demonstrators to Zimbabwe grounds where speeches are made by a number of activist politicians and former freedom fighters calling for the president to resign. Demonstrators are being held in other cities around the country, also calling for an end to Mugabe's extensive rule. The Zimbabwe Defense Forces seized key state institutions, confined Mugabe to house arrest, and clamped down on those they termed thieves surrounding the president, including the professor Jonathan Moyo, Home Affairs Minister. Lebanon's Saad Hariri will return to his country next week to participate in Independence Day celebrations. Hariri called Lebanese President Michel Aoun Saturday to tell him that he will take part in the festivities, according to Lebanon's state-run national news agency. Hariri made the phone call from Paris, where he arrived earlier Saturday. This is VOA News. Russia has vetoed again Friday a UN Security Council resolution that would have extended an international probe into chemical weapons use in Syria just a day after it rejected a similar resolution. UN's Ambassador Nikki Haley responded. Russia's veto, its second in 24 hours, shows that Russia has no interest in finding common ground with the rest of this council to save the joint investigative mechanism, said Haley. Russia will not agree to any mechanism that might shine a spotlight on the use of chemical weapons by its ally, the Syrian regime. Japan had put forward a resolution that would have extended the investigation to identify who is behind chemical weapons. On Thursday, the United States sponsored a similar resolution with a year-long extension that was also vetoed by Russia. Without passage of that extension, the mandate of Jim expired Thursday by midnight. Longtime Venezuelan opposition leader Antonio Lezama arrived in Madrid Saturday, where he was greeted by his family. He said Venezuela is not on the edge looking into the abyss. It is in the abyss, he said. It is collapsing, and that's what I want to talk to the people about. Before leaving Colombia, he said he was planning a global pilgrimage to fight for political freedom in Venezuela. The former mayor of Caracas said he had spoken by phone with the Colombian president, who offered his support. Colombian immigration authorities said in a statement that he entered the country legally after crossing the Bolivar Bridge that separates the two countries. Battered and beaten in Iraq and Syria, the Islamic State terror group is surging fighters into Afghanistan, rebuilding its presence and perhaps setting up a new base for attacks on both the West and Russia. Afghan officials tell Voice of America that the Islamic State may now have as many as 3,000 foreign fighters in the country, many of them coming from Pakistan and Uzbekistan. They also fear those numbers are only likely to increase as IS fighters from Iraq and Syria leave those countries as part of an effort to regroup. The numbers have been further bolstered by a small number of Afghans within Mujib, according to Washington this week. The Taliban, some of the factions, some of the irreconcilable elements that are much more extreme are also joining Daesh. The latest Afghan assessment on Islamic State in Afghanistan, also known as IS, runs counter to much of what U.S. and coalition officials have long been saying, who, while careful not to minimize concerns, have depicted a terror group in retreat. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.